We're coming up on the Civil Rights District of Birmingham, home of historic places like the Carver Theater and the 16th Street Baptist Church.
This was Birmingham's first black church. It was established only 2 years after Birmingham was founded.
This is where the four little girls were killed, right?
Yes, in 1963.
How could something like that have happened?
Some white supremacists put a bomb in the basement of the church. It went off just before the Sunday morning worship service. The little girls who were killed were preparing for their part in the service.
September 15th, 1963, at about 10:15, I was on my way to my church, which was about a mile and a half due north of 16th Street Church. My neighbors and friends were in the church, and so that was a special place for me. When I got to my church, I heard that there had been a bombing and that some people had been killed. At that time, we did not know how many or who. I had some students who were in 16th Street Church. I had students who had marched in the park. I was a high school teacher at that time, teaching 12th grade American government at Allman High School. So there was a kinship to that place and to that event.
How could somebody do something like that?
All over the South, black people were demonstrating against racial discrimination and segregation. The church was a meeting place during the Civil Rights Movement, a headquarters for meetings and rallies. White supremacists were willing to do anything to try to scare the civil rights workers, even if it meant killing children.
I was shocked, as everybody was, and I was very saddened for our town. We had had a spring of demonstrations. We had successfully reached agreements with merchants that would allow people to integrate facilities downtown. So we were all victorious. We really thought that the movement had succeeded. I'd gone to the March on Washington in August, and so I was in a celebratory fashion. I came back to Birmingham renewed in the hope that our town was really a great city. And so when that bomb occurred, like other people in Birmingham and around the world, I was deeply troubled. But I knew it was the work of a few people, that it really wasn't sanctioned by most of the people in our town, and that gave me hope.
It focused the attention of the entire country on the struggle for civil rights in the South.
The next year, Congress passed the Civil Rights Act, and a year later, the Voting Rights Act.
If we did not have institutions such as the Civil Rights Museum, we would still be back in the era when there were few patches of people wanting to do good, wanting to bring people out of their negativity, actually. Because racism is a negative thing, bigotry is negative, suppression is negative. All those bad things in the human soul are negative. But there are lots of positive things rumbling around in there with those things. If someone, if these few patches of people had not stayed around to keep it alive until something big happened, like the Civil Rights Institute, we would still be in that stage where, well, only here and there can we have influence. There's no place to send a busload of kids to have an experience.
Yeah, well, there are lots of funny stories. I remember some folks from an Asian city that I won't name who came in, and they wanted to know if there were cotton patches near the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, and I sort of let them know that, well, they could go to Montgomery area. They would see cotton, but we were an industrial city, and told them a little about our past. I think people are surprised in the sophistication in Birmingham, Alabama, because so long we have allowed the most negative parts of our culture to be the dominant theme in the media.
I'm sitting in the 16th Street Baptist Church during a civil rights meeting just several years ago. And suddenly this quote from Mahatma Gandhi pops up on the screen, and nobody's noticing it but me, because it's just sort of a filler thing that's going on while the real event is going on. And the quote is, "If you follow an eye for an eye, soon the world will be blind." And I thought, holy mackerel, metaphorically, that's pretty profound.
And now the church is at the center of the Civil Rights District, helping everyone everywhere understand how horrible racism and discrimination were.
Well, I think the Civil Rights District is a symbol of the things that we are hoping for and working for here in this city. People come from all over the world to the Civil Rights Institute. It is a venue that people are attracted to for what it represents, as well as the fact that it's a very well-done museum. It tells the story beautifully. The idea that we have that in our downtown is pretty extraordinary.
What I love about the Civil Rights District is that it surprises you, because when you're girded for learning something new, you usually resist it. It's, well, that's going to be uncomfortable. I think I'd like to stick to my own way of thinking. But when you're in the Civil Rights District and happen upon something that makes you learn something new, then you've got a great experience. And if the district weren't there, you wouldn't have this.
Other places around here that are cool are the Carver Theater.
And if you walk into the Carver and you see suddenly, without even meaning to, that it's not a movie theater anymore. It's more than a movie theater. It's a museum. It's a time machine.
The 4th Avenue Business District.
For me, 4th Avenue was a liberation. And it always felt that way because whenever we got there, there was always food and music and, you know, the little clubs and the beauty shops and just like the barbershops. Now, it was always just lots of activity.
These are the kinds of places as an urban designer we would try to make up. And here we have one that's existing here in downtown. It's kind of a dream combination of things from our point of view.
Experience as a teacher. We learn the hard way in Birmingham what happens when people ignore each other, do not recognize the value and diversity, when they demonize people because of color or religion. We realize that that's a lesson, that's a sad lesson that dooms a city. And so we've learned from that lesson. And I think that Birmingham now is as progressive as any other city in America.
The Civil Rights District.
A part of the past.
And an inspiration for the future.
Try and hold me, but I'm 10 feet off the ground. No, I won't.